From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting officials search for Thai bombing suspects. Thailand's prime minister says authorities are searching for suspects that have been seen in a security camera footage at the site of Monday's big bombing in Bangkok. At least 22 people were killed in the blast. Many were wounded. Memorial services were held in Tianjin, China, Tuesday to pay tribute to victims of last week's explosions at a warehouse. The blasts killed at least 114 people. On a road near the site of the blast, volunteers presented flowers and bowed to show their respect to the victims. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he will vote against the nuclear agreement with Iran, making congressional passage look even more uncertain. New Jersey's Robert Menendez spoke Tuesday at Seton Hall University in his home state.
Now, while I have many specific concerns about this agreement, my overarching concern is that it requires no dismantling of Iran's nuclear infrastructure and only mothballs that infrastructure for 10 years. Not even one centrifuge will be destroyed under this agreement.
Senator Menendez said President Barack Obama is wrong when he says the deal will permanently stop Iran's nuclear program. President Obama is promising a veto if the House and the Senate vote against the nuclear accord next month. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 more weeks to consider a proposed peace agreement with rebels. A government minister says officials will consult with the people of South Sudan on whether the document should be signed. Rebel leader Riek Machar signed the agreement in Addis Ababa on Monday, hours before a deadline set by the East African bloc IGAD. President Salva Kiir refused to sign it. This is VOA News. More than 160,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Greece, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Lisa Schlein reports.
The pace has been steadily increasing in recent weeks, says the refugee agency. Last month alone, it says more than 50,000 refugees and migrants arrived in Greece, twice as many as arrived during all of last year. It says most are not economic migrants, but refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq who need international protection and should qualify for asylum. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler tells VOA, "The lack of reception facilities is worsening the crisis unfolding on Greece's small, inadequately prepared islands." Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A new political survey in the U.S. shows billionaire Donald Trump pulling into a strong lead over his 15 rivals for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The CNN-ORC poll released Tuesday shows Trump with the support of 24% of Republicans, easily outdistancing his nearest challenger, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who has only 13%. A federal judge has set a hearing for later this week on whether the State Department is ensuring the retrieval of all official records that former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had on her personal email accounts while in office. Speaking to reporters, Clinton today defended her actions.
Whether it was a personal account or a government account, I did not send classified material and I did not receive any material that was marked or designated classified, which is the way you know whether something is. What you're seeing now is a disagreement between agencies saying, you know what, they should have, and the other saying, no, they shouldn't. That has nothing to do with me.
The State Department is saying in a court filing that a partial review of Clinton's emails showed that 305 of them possibly contained classified information. The UN Children's Agency says Yemen's children are bearing the brunt of a four-month-long conflict in their country. Margaret Bashir takes a look.
In a new report, UNICEF warns that nearly 400 children have been killed and 600 wounded in the fighting since March between Houthi Shiite rebels and a Saudi-led coalition. Survivors face severe shortages of food, clean drinking water, and health care. Many are homeless and displaced within the country and out of school. In all, UNICEF says 10 million children, nearly half the population, need urgent humanitarian assistance. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street at the close of trade today, stock prices were down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.